Now, America's Professional Association of Psychologists, the APA, has decided not to discipline one of its members for his role in one of the most brutal interrogations known to have taken place at Guantanamo Bay. The APA does not deny that Dr. John Lesso took part in the interrogation of a suspected 20th 9/11 hijacker that was described as torture by the Pentagon official overseeing his military commission, but they've decided not to proceed with a disciplinary case. Well, Brinton Likes is a professor of psychology and associate director of the Center for Human Rights and International Justice at Boston College in the United States. She's a member of the APA. So why has the association decided not to pursue action against John Lesso?
In the letter sent to Trudy Bond, who was the psychologist who filed the initial complaint against him, they indicated that they felt that they had insufficient evidence to pursue this issue. The second reason they gave was that the decision by the APA clarifying the role of psychologists in torture and in cruel and unusual treatment had not yet been articulated clearly by the association. And the third reason they gave is that Lesso had indicated post his involvement in the interrogation of Mohammed al-Qahtani that he felt as if the evidence in the psychological literature suggests that torture is not indicated as a useful strategy for gaining information.
Yeah, so it's as much as about what he said after as what he actually did at the time.
Absolutely.
What do you think of that?
I think that it is a very negative decision on the part of the American Psychological Association, that it's critical that we as psychologists, as professionals, and as human beings, and as citizens of the United States are held accountable for our actions. I think that it is a slippery slope when we say that post hoc you can make a decision absolving someone of involvement in a set of actions that clearly went against many other statements made by the American Psychological Association about torture, including a joint statement in 1985, which they issued with the American Psychiatric Association, and another one in 1986, in which they passed a resolution against torture and other cruel, inhuman, and degrading treatment. So as a psychologist, he knew well what the parameters of his behavior should have been.
Do you find it more disturbing that this is a qualified doctor doing this, involved in this, and not simply the military?
I think it's highly disturbing because we have an ethical code to do no harm, which is clearly at the center of our activities and our professions. And so that a psychologist and a licensed psychologist would be engaged in such activity is abhorrent. And I think it's abhorrent at the individual level for the particular individual involved. And I think it is very dangerous for us as a society and as a collectivity and as a profession to not articulated clearly that there are consequences for this engagement.
So very briefly, I mean, what does this decision, as far as you're concerned, do to the profession?
It suggests two things. One is that psychologists who make decisions to become part of the military put themselves in very challenging situations, and that within the context of being an officer in the military, they can engage in activities that violate the underlying values of the profession, and also, I might add, the underlying values of our country in our explicit statements against torture.
And that was psychology professor Brinton Likes. You're listening to the BBC World Service. I'm James Kamara-Sami with News Out.